This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Tragedies often make us ask the hard questions. If God is a good God, why does he allow such terrible things to happen? Am I being punished for all that I've done wrong in my life? If God loves me, doesn't it hurt God to see me hurt? I have asked these questions and God hasn't answered. These are all tough questions. It's all well and good to ask the philosophical question, why do bad things happen to good people? But it's an entirely different question to ask, why do bad things happen to me? When it becomes personal, then the question of God's love and care becomes very real and very important for Christians to address. Today, I want to share with you at least three answers to this question, why do bad things happen? The first answer is, bad things happen because the natural world is out of order. God made the world and God made it perfect in its balance. But the minute that humans tried to be God, the world got tipped over. And so we have a natural order of things, and sometimes there's too much rain, sometimes there's not enough rain, sometimes there's hurricanes, sometimes there's tornadoes. The world is the way it is because it's been tipped over from the beautiful, creative world that God made. Now we're suffering through a heat cycle. It was reported on the news that this is the hottest week average in the world ever. I can believe it. Why do bad things happen? Because it's a natural order of things. But you say, well, God could have stopped the tornado from hitting Lufkin. Yes, God could. But God has made a world in which all things work together for good. And God has created a world in which sometimes bad things happen. I often remember when I was when I had cows and was ranching and was making hay, and every cattleman wants the rain to come just before he cuts his hay, but not while the hay is on the ground. Now imagine if God had to satisfy every rancher who's cutting hay at a different time. The world is what it is. It's a natural world, and bad things happen in the world. Now, the second reason bad things happen is because of sin. Paul writes to the Romans, I'm trying to do my best, but sin gets a hold of me. And in spite of all that I want to do, I sin. I mentioned in the prayer of confession, we all sin. I dare any of you here this morning to stand up and say, I haven't already sinned this morning. Huh? And because we sin, we create problems for ourselves and for others. A person who drinks too much, gets in a car, drives, causes an accident. Bad things happen. We say something offhand to our neighbor or our spouse, and their feelings are hurt. Bad things happen. Sin is in the world. It's among all of us. And we're here this morning. I won't say we're better than everybody else, but we're here. But there's a whole world of people out there that sin every day. And sin causes tragedies. It causes accidents. It causes people to feel bad. It causes hurt feelings. Bad things happen because of sin. The third reason that bad things happen to good people is because human life is mortal and fleshly. We're all going to die. And sometime before we die, we're probably going to be sick, to have a headache, to break a leg, to get cancer. Bad things are going to happen. This body is not designed to go on forever. This body has a term limit, and its limit is called death. And this body is subject to all the ills and pains of the world. So bad things happen to us because we live in a human body that's not perfect, that's not an angel, that is designed to end. I had a funeral this week for a lady who was 98 years old. She lived a wonderful life, but the last few years of her life were lived in a fog, and that was very sad. And when she died, there was a celebration that she wasn't in the fog anymore, that her imperfect 98-year-old life had ended and her perfect life had begun. You see, Paul reminds us in this scripture that we are human beings, mortal human beings. We're made out of bone and sinew and with hearts that beat most of the time and lungs that breathe and kidneys and livers and all that work, but they break down because they're human, because they're mortal, because they're fleshly, and bad things happen. So bad things happen to us because the world is tipped over and the world has a life of its own. Nature has its own life, and sometimes it brings bad things. Accept that. Live with that. Understand that. Accept that. Bad things happen because of sin. Not only somebody else's, but mine. Bad things happen because we live in a fleshly body, because our bodies are subject to disease and pain. If I slam my finger in the car door when I leave here, maybe sin was at work, but certainly my body will tell me, your body has pain. Your body suffers. Now, finally, we want to go back to this verse of Paul in verse 26, I think it is. What a wretched man I am, he says. Who will rescue me from this body of death? And then he answers, thanks be to God for Jesus Christ. Yeah, bad things happen, but Jesus Christ rescues us. How? When bad things happen, almost always there's some good that comes from the bad. Almost always. The hand of God is at work in our lives to bring good out of bad, to bring healing out of disease, to bring restoration out of destruction. And that's the good news that we live with today. Acknowledging that bad things happen to good people, but believing in faith through Jesus Christ that good can come even from the bad. What a rejoicing, what a wonderful faith to have, to believe that even though we all are subject to bad things happening, we're all filled with grace that brings good through Jesus Christ our Lord. How about a big amen? Amen. Amen.